Jezebel Bible Story, 2 Kings chapter 9, verse 30 to 37. Jehu entered into Jezreel and made his way to Jezebel. When Jezebel heard that Jehu was coming, she put shadows on her eyes and decorated her head. Jezebel looked out from her window and said, "Jehu, you murderer, is this a friendly visit?" Jehu looked above at Jezebel and said, "Is anyone on my side?" A few eunuchs put their head out of the window to Jehu. Jehu said, "Throw Jezebel out from her window." They listened to Jehu. They threw Jezebel out of the window, and Jezebel's blood splattered against the walls and horses. Jehu went in and ate and drank. After that, Jehu said, "Go and see the corpse of the cursed woman Jezebel, and bury her, because she is the daughter of a king." They went to bury the corpse of Jezebel, but when they arrived, the dog had already eaten most of her flesh, and only the scalp and feet and palms are left. Thus, what God had said through Elijah the prophet came true, that the flesh of Jezebel will be eaten by the dogs at Jezreel. Jezebel is a fiercely independent woman who does not like to submit to anyone. Jezebel would pretend to be submissive when she wants to gain something. Jezebel will never humble herself to anyone. Jezebel's spirit is the spirit of witchcraft and hatred of man's dominant authority. Jezebel led the people of Israel astray to worship idols and commit immorality and eat foods that offered as sacrifices to the idols. There is only one way to win the war against the spirit of Jezebel. That is, we must transform ourselves to become more and more like Christ.